currently are working with the local organizations, and they are the ones who get the information to the organizations that are responding. And I think one important aspect to mention about the emergency response rooms is they've organized themselves into a structure. They have a coordination mechanism. So even when we work with them, we go through their coordination mechanism, and they are picking all these reports that are coming up of areas that have got needs, and they are reaching out to the various responders who are working within those locations. So if there's needs in the areas that we work in, for example, in Khartoum, and we reach out with a program, these emergency response rooms are the ones that are able to pinpoint us to where we can respond. And I wouldn't speak for them whether they know the situation you're spoken about, but what I can say is in our, you know, our experience, we have realized that they are on top of the situation. Sometimes the need is overwhelming. There are a lot of places where they are red flagging as areas that need response, but sometimes there might not be organizations that are available with resources to support in those areas.
What are you doing to ensure there is accountability and transparency in this noble task that you are facilitating? Because in a place like Sudan where there is conflict, sometimes it's not guaranteed that you are dealing with the right person. You could be dealing with a briefcase NGO. How do you ensure that these people are really, really making good use?
What has worked for us as CORE is we have systems in place to be able to trace and to track the funding that we put in situations such as this. We have been working in such locations over a long period of time. We go to the hard places. We go to the places where perhaps the traditional responders cannot access or are not comfortable with going. So we have set up systems that enable us, you know, to be able to track and be accountable for the resources that we are giving out. So, for example, with the emergency response rooms, working with our local partners, we have a very simplified reporting system that we have put in place that actually ensures that they can report on how they've spent the funding that we give to them. We have been able to verify when it comes to the multi-purpose cash assistance that I mentioned earlier on. We have been able to verify, you know, with the list of the registered people and those that went out to the cashing agents, we've been able to verify that everybody who got the cash, you know, on paper, actually got the cash in hand. I'll also mention that another intervention that we have done in Khartoum, which has been very impactful, is supporting the women response rooms. These are a group of volunteers under the emergency response rooms, but led by women, looking at you know, women and child issues. And for these ones, we've actually been able to give them group cash assistance where they can decide what they need to use it for, depending on the need. And some of the impact they've had is, for example, women who needed to give birth, they've been able to move them to places where they could do that safely. Some of it is moving households or women that were at risk of GBV. Some of it, they've used it, you know, for various women and child needs. And even these groups have been able to account for the resources that we have given them. So we know there's still a question that is hanging there, but from our own experience, these groups are operational on the ground. These groups are accountable, and they've shown us their systems that they put in place to make sure that all the funding that we are sending out is used for the purpose for which we have sent it, as well as accounted for.
You are operating in an environment where there is enormous donor fatigue. With the war in Ukraine and the conflict in Gaza, the attention of the world has shifted. If you have one message to donors, what would you tell them?
What I'll say is, neglecting a conflict, neglecting people in need, neglecting children in need should not be the norm, as we are seeing in Sudan. The lives that we are seeing in Sudan, as I mentioned earlier on, we are at the brink of famine, or we are almost in a famine situation. The children who are going to be, whose lives are going to be lost in Sudan because of the famine and because of the war, are the same as the children in any part of the world. They deserve the assistance just like any other child. They deserve the life just like any other child. So turning a blind eye is not an option. I think the need for action is now. Now is even late. That's what I would say, because we have known as a sector that starting from June, we are entering the peak hunger season. And if we hadn't moved significantly as a sector, we'll start to see people dying from hunger. So now it's time to act. If anything, now is even late.